Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council passed an ordinance that would accept and appropriate a volunteer fire assistance grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service, passed through the State Division of Forestry, for the purchase of forestry firefighting equipment. Ordinance 3203-2021 states that additional equipment will be purchased with grant funding to improve response capabilities in the service area and assist Division of Forestry on incidents as cooperator, according to the City of Kenai Fire Department. Fire Chief Tony Pryor at the Wednesday night meeting.
As you may notice, members, Mayor Gabriel, members of the council, that it did drop this year from the previous, 5 years. So with funding shortages everywhere, this one is limited to 5,000 this year. And we've had 7,500 for the past 5 or 6 years. So it did drop this year. And however, with partnership with them, we continue to put in, they support us every year, which is we're grateful for everything that they do for us. And we already completed our training, as you'd see in the mid-month report. So Forestry Partners comes in and does our annual training for us and refreshers. And we've already completed that, just kind of getting ready for the year. So we like to kind of get on top of this and have our stuff ready before May hits.
The Volunteer Fire Assistance Grant is in the amount of $4,974.92. It will fund the purchase of forestry firefighting personal protective equipment, along with the equipment to place on the designated forestry response apparatus. Chief Pryor states that the gear and equipment will enable them to appropriately respond with the tools needed for forestry incidents. A total of $159,026.60 was awarded in volunteer fire assistance grants throughout the state. Volunteer fire assistance is an award of federal financial assistance with funding from the USDA Forest Service. And in order to be eligible for a 2022 VFA grant, compliance documentation is required to be submitted to the nearest forestry office at the time of or prior to submitting a 2022 application. Phillips Cruises and Tours has announced the launch of an all-new Kenai Fjords cruise in the Kenai Fjords National Park. Daily departures will leave from Seward starting on May 29th. Guests will sail on the high-speed catamaran Bravest, where guests will witness the natural wonders sculpted by glaciers in the Kenai Fjords National Park. Director of Sales and Marketing for Phillips Cruises, Lisa Cruz, told KSRM that the Kenai Fjords cruise will add to the already scheduled 26 glacier cruise in Whittier.
We have three beautiful high-speed catamarans in our fleet, and when we were putting our plans together for 2021, we realized that we have an opportunity to move one of those vessels to Seward and hopefully capture some of the visitors that will be coming to Alaska that may want to do a cruise in both locations or may have selected Whittier or Seward independently. We want to be able to provide them our service at both ports.
According to the press release, the vessel Bravest will be the largest and fastest vessel to sail from Seward to Kenai Fjords National Park, boasting a cruising speed of 32 knots. Cruz says that these are day cruises.
They range in length from 3 hours and 45 minutes to 5.5 hours. And even when the cruise lines are actively coming to Alaska with their 7-day voyages, we still see a lot of their guests step off the big cruise ships and step onto our smaller day boats so that they can get a more intimate experience getting up closer to the glaciers, being able to view the wildlife from just a few feet above the water on our day boat.
For more information, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.